Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello.
And hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 699 of the Hucklebug. And I am recording
That would be 699.2.
0.2, exactly. Maybe 0.5. So, you guys, we sat here yesterday and we did a wonderful show that paid a beautiful tribute to Milo. And we got to the end and I went to turn off the recording only to discover that I had never started the recording. So that was a great show and I'm sorry you all missed it.
Well, and let me tell you, she just apologized and apologized.
I'm still very sorry.
And I said, Stance, how could you possibly be mad at me for all of the stuff you do and all of the places I mess up? It was just a blip. It was a blip.
It was a blip. It's a mistake I've made before, but in fairness to me, it's been a very long time since I made it. But here, let me just check again. Yes, I am recording. All right, so we're good. We are going to start the show today, just as we did yesterday, with your shout-outs. Roar!
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 And we're going to the episode.
To the episode on Facebook.
Which, of course, was called Fuck Love.
Fuck Love.
If we may be so bold.
And our first shout out is for Kelly with an I.
An I-E! And she chimes in beautifully to say, so many hugs to Bet. Those animals just allow us to get so attached. You are so right. Congrats for making it to see now non-smoking, Dr. Javier, Dr. J.
Yes.
Bet and Steny. Bet. And then it's for you.
Ah, yes. And Steny. I hope the paperwork goes quickly for Mom. It's not, but thank you. I appreciate the good thoughts. Everybody, just keep a good thought. She says, I am listening to an audiobook with a British author, and I had to Google boiler suit today. I need to brush up on my English. Bet and I also had to Google boiler suit because neither of us had heard of it. And for those of you who are wondering, and maybe you're in your car and can't Google it right now, we will tell you they're coveralls. They're like... work coveralls for like a mechanic or, somebody who's a working type.
We thought of all of the other wonderful British terms that we don't use. Like for a sweater, it's a jumper.
Jumper, that's right.
Tennis shoes are trainers.
Yeah. The elevator's the lift.
The lift. A truck is a lorry.
The trunk is the boot.
Is the boot.
And the hood is the bonnet.
That's right. As you know from Ted Lasso.
That's right. Boots in the boot. That's the other thing. Football boots instead of soccer cleats. They say football boots. We say soccer cleats. So, yeah, lots of differences.
One I love is when you have a good talk with a friend, it's a chin wag.
Oh, a chin wag. Chin wag's good, yeah.
I love a chin wag.
I like a good old chin wag. This show is kind of a chin wag.
That's kind of what we do. It is a virtual chin wag.
We should adopt that phrase, chin wag.
Yes.
Let's go back to our shout-outs. Our next shout-out is for Tina. Stand in the place where you live.
Leave
us a comment.
And you need to start this one.
Yeah, I think this is me. She says, thank you, ladies. Funny, you said about the earphones. I thought mine was broke, so bought new ones, which did the same. Yeah, that was my fault. Should be okay going forward. I think last week sounded like it was okay to me. She says, Steny, social services take like forever to get anything done here, but hopefully it will work out in the end with your mom.
And
about Buddha and Pest.
I know if there's anything this friend of mine loves, it's being right.
It's being right. That's a goddamn truth. That might be my favorite thing in the whole world is being right. I am vindicated. Buddha and Pest. She says she visited both because she was staying outside the city and it was beautiful. Well, that sounds lovely. And then the rest of this is for you.
Well, and then she said, well done, Bet, for going to see Dr. J. Hope everything all came back okay. We'll hear about that later. You need to get some flashing light for your walker. Yeah. Work. You know, I was kind of thinking while I was zipping around the hospital on my walker, I was thinking like a flag with a little pennant at the top, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe said
go Hokies. Check.
Yeah, go Hokies, or I'm old, or watch out for me.
Don't
or,
tread on me. No, yeah. Don't tread on me's been
I would not be
co-opted by those dicks.
That has been allocated to some other
pride people. Flag.
Pride flag. Oh, there you go. Boy, would I? Well, I'd never get to the next place I was going.
You get your ass kicked.
You also suggested when we recorded last time some Christmas lights.
Christmas lights, yeah.
Battery operated
Christmas lights
in my pocket. So you know.
Yeah, or maybe rechargeable. You just like chug. You just plug them into a USB port every night to get.
I could be the most embarrassing person in town to my family. And friends.
You could be. You could be if you tried a little harder.
Yeah.
Next shout out is for Kelly with an I.
And this is for you.
It is. She says, yay, it's here. I enjoyed both Ghosts versions. I agree with your assessment about the joke level. Yeah, just the UK version. Just a little bit sharper in the US version. Just a little bit more dumbed down. And she says, I just saw this. I wonder if we'll be able to watch this one. She's included a cast photo of the German cast of Ghosts.
You imagine.
It looks like fun. They've got a Roman centurion, which looks really exciting. Yep. They also have another caveman.
Never think of Germans as really humorous people, but that's, you know, that's
all right. You know, that's yeah, that's why, you know, maybe they'll get their act together. Although Bette and I were mentioning yesterday, they seem to have skipped over the World War One and World War Two eras. There's no, I don't see like, I don't see any Nazis in there, but that's just as well.
No funny Goebbels.
No. You know, the concentration camp leader or anything. We don't have any of those. So that's probably just as well, like I say. And our final shout out under this would be for Cassisquita.
And she comments on Ghosts, so.
Yeah, oh my God, the Roman, she says, because that was my first thought also. I think that's groovy that they've got a centurion in there. That's neat.
But I also have to say very, very quickly, if I may,
please,
Ida, who sent us a Facebook link. She's looking for an audition piece, early country music.
Right. She had said Patsy Cline or who was the other one? Oh, Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
You mentioned.
And I chimed in, and many people picked mine, which was Patsy Cline's He's Got You. But, Siskita, if you're still out there wondering, let me know, because I just found something from Brenda Lee over the weekend that is beautiful, and it's called Everybody Loves Me But You.
Everybody Loves Me But You.
How odd that would strike a chord with me.
Well, I like the sound of that one. Siskita, check that one out. That might be a good audition song for you. All right. And then scrolling up under the missive, we've got two more shout outs.
And the first one, I guess, is mine.
Yes, it is.
It's for, well, it says she left us a comment.
Janet,
you get a shout out.
But except it looks like it's actually from Donna.
Comes from Donna. So, oh,
Donna. Uh-oh. Choose a key. Oh, Donna.
She says, a quick shout out just to say to Betsy, who I am here, with or without our dogs, we can still all have our pet stories. That's from Donna. And, you know, I know that Donna and Janet have had just some of the most amazing dogs, adopted dogs with amazing stories, like they were
reached
in prisons with prisoners taking.
Yeah,
but they now have Cokie the Beagle, who they call Cokie Monster, named after Cokie. What's her name on NPR? Cokie Roberts.
Cokie Roberts. Yeah,
they call her Cokie Monster.
I love Cokie Monster.
Yes, and thank you so much, Donna and Janet.
Yeah, thank you. And our final shout out this week is for Doug. We are the Doug. I forgot what song. We are the Doug.
We are the Doug.
We are the starter. Doug says, have a great show. I'm back.
He's back and better than ever.
Welcome back, Doug. you were missed, as always. And those are your shout-outs this week. Thank you very much for your shout-outs. A little bit more on Doug later, perhaps.
Yeah.
Just checking. I'm still recording. Good news. I'm still recording.
Okay. Feel okay. Woo.
Yep, I feel all right. Okay, well, now we're going to move into the sad portion of our show.
Yes.
We have a rip this week, and Bette has an extreme low light. Everybody, please join me in wishing a fond farewell and rest in peace to sweet Milo.
That sweet little boy.
Oh, our best boy.
Brave.
Our barker.
No, I'm not going to say brave. We'll talk about that later.
Perhaps not brave, but many but other great attributes.
Right. He was a dog for the ages. I mean,
oh, yes.
You know, he was the first actual rescue dog that right. I ever got. I went to the pound and got him, and he was a mutt. And I fell in love with him the minute we saw each other. In mm-hmm. the cage. And I knew he was going to be mine. And it took a week or so because they thought somebody may have owned him and lost him. But mm-hmm. I got him back.
Yeah.
And the very first time I took him to a vet, which is not the vets I have now,
yeah.
the vet looked at him, examined him, knew I brought him from the shelter, and said, let me tell you, if you adopt a dog, you will be back, paid back tenfold.
It's true.
And I was paid back 100-fold.
Yeah.
The dog was such a great buddy. Mm-hmm. House trained himself the first weekend. He was at my house. Posed for all those pictures.
Yeah.
Got me through things I never thought I could get through.
Yes.
Like the death of my parents.
Yeah.
Milo, you just RIP. You go to the best place in the world.
He's the best.
Which I know boy. You will.
He will be waiting for us when we get there. And right now, you know, he's frolicking with the Petster and Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill probably is tormenting him a little bit. Mr. Bill and Buster, probably.
Well, you know, do I now go into my low light? Because
yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Because when the time came, which was Tuesday of this week, my sister just took over. She knew I was just gone.
Yeah.
And she took over and she got me into the car.
Yes.
And my walker into the right. car. No flags, no lights. And she got Milo into the car. And, you know, in the back seat, there was a time in our lives, if you put Milo in the back seat and there were two people in the front seat, you would not have a ride. There right. would be barking, screeching, crying, yep. yelping,
yes.
scratching, mm-hmm. And Pat knew that. And so we were driving to the vets and she'd turn around and look at him and say, oh, he doesn't even care. His yeah. head was just over the seat and he was,
yeah.
And so we got to the vets and, she got my walker, got me out of the car.
Yeah.
And got Milo and she didn't take him by the leash. She just picked him up and carried him in.
Yeah.
And when we went into the vets, they knew why he was there. So the very first tech we saw said, oh, okay, you're here. Okay, just have a seat. It's going to be okay. We'll get you
yeah.
in. And the whole time, Pat was carrying him around,
aww.
Walking him, saying, oh, look, this is the kitty section where people are like, oh, this yeah. is the doggy section. And so she put him down in the floor, and immediately he lost his bladder.
Oh, poor and little buddy.
And she said, can I have a paper towel? And they said, oh, no, we'll clean that up. Don't worry about it. And so we went over to the doggy section and he was just standing in the waiting room in that position that breaks my heart.
Aww.
His head down and just staring forward.
Yeah.
And a guy buddy. And a young guy came in and he had two dogs on leashes and they were pretty active dogs.
Yeah.
They were great, but they were
yeah.
pretty active dogs. There would be a time where Milo would have gotten on his belly and screamed and yelled and
yep.
and tried to play.
Mm-hmm.
He just stood there and looked.
Not now, yeah.
And so finally Pat picked him back up, put him on her lap, and pretty soon we were called back in, where we met two vet techs and the doctor.
Yeah.
And he said, tell us what's going on with Milo. And when I told the whole story, he said, he has no quality of life, right?
Yeah, poor little buddy.
I'm sorry, but he doesn't. And he said, I understand, and I know it's time.
Yeah.
So then they walked us through the whole what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we'll take him out and put his IV in. And we can do it there, or we'll bring him back if you want to be with him. And I said, I have to be with him.
Yeah.
There is no way I cannot be with Milo. Right.
Yeah.
He got me through so much stuff. There's no way I cannot be with him.
Yeah.
So they put his little IV on and they brought it back, put him on a blanket. And they said, would you like for it to just be you and him? And that was what I had imagined that day.
Right.
But after everything that Pat did for me that day, there was no way I could make her leave that room.
Yeah.
Because she loved Milo too. I mean, she was the doggy aunt who gave him meatballs and you know, stuff like that. She was the spoiler.
Yeah.
It was like Granny was. Right?
Of course.
But I said, no. Pat, would you be here? And she said, oh, I'll definitely be here. And so they left us alone with him. And we had such a good talk with him. We rubbed all over him.
Yeah.
And I sang what I call the Milo song, which is a really stupid song I wrote for him when he was, when I very first got him and he was having trouble riding in the car.
Yeah.
He and I are the only two people who ever knew that song. But I sang it to him, and Pat kind of laughed about it. And then we said, you know, go out and find all, you know, Pat and Bill and Jeff Davis and Casey's dogs, Penny and Polly. And we named all the dogs, Lincoln, Andy,
and
Dino. And we named all the dogs he's going to go out and find. We did say, if you see Bill, turn tail and run.
Yeah, look, watch out for yourself.
He'll beat you up.
He will bite you. He will bite your butt.
As I said, we'd come back to it. Milo, for all of his qualities, was not the bravest dog in the world.
No, he was a bit of a scaredy cat.
I was once in the back bedroom. There was a mouse on my on my window ledge, and he hid behind me and why. So. But they came in, they gave him the shot, they let him go. And we cried a lot.
Of course.
But coming back home and on the drive back home, we talked about him a lot. Getting back home, I haven't really broken down except this is a new thing. Today stands. I was driving around listening to the 60s channel and I heard Simon and Garfunkel, A Bridge Over Troubled Water. I bawled my fucking eyes out.
I mean, that's a song that can make me cry anytime, but
to that song and think about Milo.
Oh,
when you're weary, feeling small.
Yeah. Poor little buddy.
But they asked what if I wanted him back, you know, like for burial.
Right.
And I said, no, I want him cremated. And they said, yes, it'll take, you know, a couple of weeks. But Milo's going to come back to me. He's going to come back in an urn. And I know exactly I'm going to put him right where he can look out the window where all those people went down and cars went down.
I'm going to get you a recording of him barking from the Hucklebug, and you can hide a little speaker in the urn, and when cars drive by or when people walk by, you just play the barking.
And so, you know, last night when we recorded, it was the first time in I don't know how long that he wasn't under the desk.
Yeah.
Which was tough, and he's still not there.
Yeah.
This is the second time. If he was with us, that's exactly where he would want.
That's where he'd be. Well, instead, he's in our hearts.
Right.
Sweet Milo boy. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss him a lot here on the Hucklebug. But boy, oh boy, did we get a long, nice long time with him. 15 years.
15 years.
And I remember when you first got him was the day of the Hucklebug. I think you, did you get him the day before? I mean, the podcast-a-thon.
The day before the podcast.
That's right. You got him the day before.
He didn't even have a name until the podcast-a-thon.
Yeah. So his first day with you was the day of the
podcast. It's a part of us.
Yeah. Podcast-a-thon one, I think it was. Maybe yeah. two.
Maybe two. Yeah.
But bless his little heart. We love you, Milo. Go to that good place and be waiting for us when we get there. We love you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, I have a movie.
You have a movie.
There's no easy way to transition out of that, so I'm just going to make it awkward.
Hey, we love pets. We love movies. That's the easiest.
Oh, hey, there you go. That is a good segue. My movie is one that I told that Bette recommended about a year ago, and I finally got around to watching it. The Fabelmans, directed by Steven Spielberg. We did talk about this a bit yesterday. I really liked the performances in it. You know who I didn't mention was Judd Hirsch. He was only in one scene.
Oh, yeah.
The whole fucking movie. He was great.
Like grandpa, great-grandpa.
Yeah, or uncle or somebody. Uncle Boris, I think.
Oh, Uncle Boris. Oh, yeah.
Uncle Boris. He was great. Paul Dano was great. The kid who plays Sammy, he was really good. I don't know his name. I didn't really care for Michelle Williams, but everybody else I thought was great. But I did think the movie was too long, and not necessarily in time, but I just felt like the story he was telling didn't need 2.5 hours to tell. And I felt like every scene could have been 30 seconds shorter. Every single scene in the movie could have been 30 seconds shorter, maybe shorter even than that, some of them.
Yeah, it told a long and roundabout story, but now yeah. I will say I really liked it.
So. I know you did. I didn't dislike it. I'm not going to give it a thumbs down. I'm still right. going to give it a thumbs up, but I think it could have been. What I said yesterday was that it felt a little bit self-indulgent, but that I also said if anybody has earned a right to be self-indulgent once in a movie, it's Steven Spielberg. So I do not begrudge him.
But that scene of the train wreck and then
yes.
trying to recreate the train.
I loved that.
I just loved that.
All the bits about him making movies were my yeah. favorite parts, of course, of the movie, which is, I suppose, not all that surprising. His home life, you know, the story between his mom and his dad.
None of
that felt like it was important enough to warrant the amount of time it
exactly,
took up in the movie.
And apparently that's all true in his life.
I'm sure it is all true.
I don't need to know that.
I don't mind knowing it. I just didn't think it needed to be front and center. I wish his movie making would have been more front and center. Still, thumbs up, but a couple flaws, I thought. And now we will move on. Ooh,
to me.
Yes.
And a bet story. Not a bet yes. story, a bet story.
A bet story.
Part 3, ...
The conclusion.
The results.
Yes.
Because, you know, I told you I went out and did all that stuff, but as of Friday before we recorded, they were closed. And so Monday, the day before that awful day, I did have the time to call the man himself.
Non-smoking
Dr. J. And he says, first of all, your x-rays, you have severe arthritis in both knees.
Right.
And as I say in other news, water is wet.
Water is wet.
I was told that 15 years ago when
yeah.
I went to Dr. Branson.
Right.
So it's only going to be worse. But my chest x-rays were fine, which good. I was very happy about because, you know, I do enjoy the clove from time
yep.
to time. And anytime he orders a chest x-ray, there's always that little worry.
Yes.
But then the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Blood. My bad cholesterol, which he always wants at under 100, was 127, which after going a year with
yeah.
Lipitor, I thought that was pretty damn good.
Not too bad.
So now I'm back on the Lipitor every day, got my new prescription. We'll see what happens next time. My B12, which he's always harping on, as he once right. said, when it was zero. So, don't you just feel lifeless? Sure, I always do.
I guess.
But it was doing pretty good.
That's good.
And I was very happy that he told me that I don't have leukemia. I don't know why that was even
Congratulations on not having leukemia.
But, oh, then came the urine test. Dr. Javier just hates my pee. And, you know, I hate giving him my pee because, you know, pain
the
in the
feeling's
ass.
Mutual.
It's not a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the other place.
Yes.
But anyway, again, at this time, finding the specimen was really dark, turbid, so he says.
Turbid.
And he says, that means I need to drink more liquids. And as he said, when I say drink more liquids, I don't mean beer.
Whatever. What a killjoy.
You know, I'm sitting here with like two bottles of water beside of me and a glass with water in it. I feel like I drink liquids all the time.
Yeah, I think that you do well with hydration. The deal is, though, is that the day you go in for your tests,
I've had nothing.
Yeah,
I've
exactly. Because you've been asked to fast. So, right. I mean, you know. What the heck?
Is something wrong that I'm drinking all this liquid and I'm still turbid?
I think you're fine. Next time he says that about your pee, I think you should say, you're the one who's turbid. Yeah, see how he likes it. Well, congratulations. I know you were very, very worried about all of your results. I think in the main, everything sounds like it turned out pretty well.
I was so worried. Oh, and I have to tell you something. One thing I didn't mention about Milo's last day.
Oh, okay.
Is that he got a surprise. I invited Mr. M, Captain A, down to give him one last visit.
Aww.
And he brought a bag of food, and he gave Milo some treats, and they got to commune, and it was
That's good.
But during the time, I was telling him about the doctor's visit and my results. And he just cracked up because our kind of history is that I'm always talking about everything wrong with me and that I'm going to die. And he says, there's nothing ever wrong with you. You're going to live forever. And so when I told him all the test results, he just cracked up.
I'm sure he was unsurprised.
He was unsurprised and right, of course, which is all. He's like
that's
you.
That's all he wants. It must be frustrating. I can't imagine what that's like. Well, anyways, I'm glad all the results are good, or at least as good as they can be.
And I just feel so much better about it all now.
I think if it sounds like the worst thing is your pee, and I still think there's extenuating circumstances for that. It sounds to me like every time we meet up for Hucklebug, you've always got plenty of water.
Yeah, sometimes mixed with Crystal Light, but lately
sometimes
it's been plain old clear. Cool, clear water.
Cool, clear water. Well, that's what I am also enjoying some cool, clear water right now. Everybody remember to hydrate. This is your friendly reminder from the Hucklebug. I have a video of the week.
Yes.
Which we talked about extensively yesterday, and I'm not sure how I can make it sound fresh today, but.
Oh, but it's wonderful, people.
Colorado Symphony posted several short videos. They were going around the Denver Zoo and playing for some of the animals. And the video that I chose to share is the one where they are playing for the giraffes. I think I also saw them play for rhinos and for orangutans. I was kind of surprised. I thought the orangutans would be more interested. They seemed to like it, but they didn't like come near to see what was up. But the giraffes, on the other hand, were very interested.
And how can you not love a giraffe? Oh my God.
And one of them, I mean, he walked straight up to him and bent his neck way over. He's like, what are you guys doing? And it was like a string quartet. And it was interesting to read that sometimes they'll play, you know, recorded music on the speakers and the animals kind of react to that. They're like, oh, there's that jam. I love that Gnarls Barkley or whatever. But they react completely differently when it's live music, when it's live musicians playing actual instruments. They become very interested in it. And I thought that was kind of fascinating. So I'll leave a link to that video if you guys want to see it. I think it's a nice little, what do you call it? A little feel good video. If you're feeling down, cuckoo.
We're all ranging about the same time.
God damn it.
And by the way, as a person who has played in ensembles and bands, what a great project for your little ensemble to to do something like that. I mean, we go out and play to convalescent homes and elementary schools, but to go and play for animals who never have music played for them, except maybe on loudspeakers, to go, bye, 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 bye.
Right. I think that's great. It is, and I think you guys will like it too. So we'll post the video so you guys can see it. And Bette's got a video too.
I've got a video too. And folks, I don't know if I need to apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to tell you.
You shouldn't apologize.
Have a little weird bent in your head in the next week. Go watch it. Because after all that happened this week, I was stuck at work eating lunch on my lunch hour. And I went on my computer to YouTube and found the strangest link. And it's called British Monarchs Sing Random Songs About How They Died.
Yes.
Well, that's odd indeed. Why didn't I want to go there, right?
Right. And how could you resist?
And this video is just bizarre. It uses AI, which I'm not a big fan of AI.
Right.
It does. But it's also kind of animation to me. And I needed kind of something weird this week. And as far as monarchs go, Henry V died from dysentery.
Unpleasant.
And I would kind of like to see Kenneth Branagh come out and do a sequel.
Yeah.
Henry V.
The death of Henry V.
End, bitter end, right?
Yep.
And if you're a king named William, please don't get on a horse.
Stay away from horses.
Nothing but heartache in that.
Yeah.
And imagine someone named Elizabeth dying from depression.
That doesn't sound like anybody we know.
I can't even imagine.
No way.
But the thing of it is, the songs have absolutely nothing to do about how they die.
Nothing whatsoever.
They're just silly. Except the very last one, which is King Charles, and we'll, you know, you have to be there to see the end.
Yeah.
But it's just such a weird video. So if you have a second or two, just go out.
It's goofy fun.
It's goofy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to round this out with you rules and then we're going to get the heck out of here. Cause I've actually recorded that. Cause I got to get busy editing. I'm already late. My U rule this week is for Mr. Doug Starcher. Doug, I remembered his damn song this time. We are the Starcher. Doug had another little health scare. I won't say much about it because I figure he probably wants to control his own PR on that sort of thing. But he's doing well. He's back home. Everything's good. He stopped by quite by surprise on Friday. Dropped in right around my lunch hour and we had a nice little chat. He's looking fabulous. His hair in particular, I think, is just looking outrageously good right now. He's just got this beautiful lion's mane of hair. And Doug, we love you. Take care of yourself. We've only got one of you.
You know, Doug, you never knew Paul, but Paul had that white gray hair as well that he rocked.
Yeah.
So you rock it as well.
That's right. Rock it, baby. Who are your U rules?
Well, I have three U rules, and of course, they're all from the same place.
Yes.
The first is for Dr. Montgomery and everyone at Animal Care. And I cannot even tell you the kindness they showed from the minute we walked in till it was all over. One of the vet techs who had to come and collect the bunny afterwards. She just apologized profusely and said, I am so sorry. And I said, no, it's okay. You know, someone dies at the hospital, you still have to pay the hospital.
Right, of course, yeah.
But they were just so kind to us.
Yeah, good.
Second, to all of my friends, all of you, and all of those who are not here, but just send out great thoughts and comments on the boy. And...
oh, we all loved him, too.
The man himself, Doug and Miss Lynn, sent me a bouquet of flowers the next day.
Of course they did.
And when I held them up and showed them to Melissa and San at work, they just went over the moon because, you know, they both loved Doug as much as
we did. Of course.
After
how can you not? Again, how can you not?
Right. And when I said on Facebook, when I posted that video of him, when I said on Facebook that if you loved Milo, he loved you right back.
We all loved Milo.
He truly did. He was the most loving dog ever.
He's the best boy. The best boy.
And finally, to Pat, my sister.
Yep.
Who just went so much above and beyond. And after we got home and I was holding Milo's collar, we hugged and I told her what a kindness she had done for me. And she said, well, that's what sisters are for.
Yep.
And no, sisters don't have to be that kind. Sisters can be other ways.
They can be, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we got lucky. And I are like chalk and cheese and we can argue, but there is never a time when we won't be there for each other. And she just ruled that day for me.
That's wonderful. She does rule. All your friends rule. We love you, Bet.
Well, I love all of you.
The feeling is mutual.
Oh.
Everybody loves everybody. That's kind right. of a nice way to end it, I guess. The good news is we don't have to record this show again because it is the recording's still going. I'm watching it. Tick, tick, tick. So we're done with that. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Hucklebug. We will be back next week with another show. Then we're going to be off. We're going to be off the 22nd. We'll be back the 29th. And then we're going to be off again on the 6th, just so everybody knows. Jot that down. Make yourselves a little note. So thank you. Ooh, episode 700 next week. That's going to be something special, I suppose.
I'm getting out a bassoon and a thong. I'll be ready.
All right. I don't know what I'm, but I'm getting a harmonica and a tissue.
Oh, well, is it a boob tube? I was thinking.
I have no idea. All right, gang. That's our show. Thank you for listening. Till next week, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet. And thank you for hanging with us.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
In 3, 2, 1, go. Nice guy.
What a great start to the show.
Good girl.
3, 2, 1.